Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feeling this. Show.
You like this one?
Feeling that.
Feeling yeah. It? Nice. Mason Crosby Show is presented by Verizon. The official 5G network of the NFL Draft will be up there next week. We'll tell you all about it. It's going to be, Mason's going to be wearing, actually, kind of the shirt you're wearing right now. Mason's wearing like a gray striped shirt. He's just going to replace the gray with red. And kind of be like, where's Waldo? Where's Mason?
Exactly.
Next week in Green Bay, we're going to play that. But before the NFL draft, of course, we have to focus on what's coming up this weekend. It is the NBA playoffs, the number 5 seed Milwaukee Bucks at the number 4 seed Indiana Pacers. Joining us now, it is our best friend here. Not just our friend, but our best friend on the Mason Crosby Show. She is Camille Davis from Locked On Bucks Podcast. How you doing, Camille?
I'm doing good. I'm super excited for this weekend's playoff games to get kicked off because Bucks and Pacers again.
Let's go for it.
I love that. Yeah. So, yeah. Just tell us. Give us a preview. Give us your thoughts on this opening weekend. Of playoff action and what you think this matchup's going to look like for our Bucks team.
I think it's a fun one, especially for the fans who can have another year of playoff battles against the Pacers. I feel like rivalries are really established when teams get into playoff matchups consistently, and you see teams often. And last year was a abnormal year given the fact that we played the Pacers 5 times in the regular season, then saw them in the playoffs. We're back at it again this year, but this regular season for this year, the Bucks put together a better record against the Pacers, going 3-1 against them this year, unlike last season when they went 1-4 in the regular season against the Pacers. The Pacers are returning a lot of the same faces that we saw last year in the playoffs. Just about every rotation player that they had last year is going to be playing in this series here. But the Bucks look quite a bit different than what the Pacers saw last year. So I'm really interested in seeing how these Bucks handle the Pacers, because I think that this year's Bucks team is a bit more versatile and can throw a few different looks at the Pacers that we couldn't give them last year.
Oh, gosh, I love that take. As my thoughts start kind of shaping up for this weekend, who do you think is going to play like the biggest role in like a supporting role of Giannis, in this game? Like, which next guy is going to be like really important to step up in this series against the Pacers?
I think it's Kevin Porter Jr. is that main one. Ryan Rollins will also play a factor in that. The Pacers are a team that love to pressure the ball handlers. They'll pick you up full court. They just try to like to slow people down, and they also love doing that because if they can get turnovers, they can get out there and run. And the Pacers love getting out in transition. So I think for the Bucks, we know what Giannis is. Bucks fans know who Giannis is, what he is, and I'm super excited to see him in the playoffs because Giannis is a playoff riser. He is someone when the lights get brighter, he turns it up even more. So he's a driving force, but I think Kevin Porter Jr. is that secondary guy because he's a shot creator. He can get his own shot. And the Bucks are going to need someone else to be able to do that. So I think a lot is going to fall on Kevin Porter Jr. and what we've seen over the last few weeks to close the season with the chemistry that him and Giannis have been developing. I'm looking forward to seeing how that looks now that we're in the 16-game season rather than that 82 one.
Camille Davis joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. How different is it for the Bucks knowing that Giannis didn't play in the series last year, Dame missed a couple games, Chris was like the stud of all studs in that series, really putting the team on his back? I mean, this, you mentioned, like, for the Pacers, it's almost everybody's the same. For the Bucks, even for the guys who were on the team last year, it's not the same team because, you know, the two main guys, Giannis didn't play at all, and Dame wasn't himself.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't. And for the Bucks to get out of the first round, I think Giannis alone can do it. I think Dame's going to be important going forward if they get out the first round. But when looking at the Pacers matchup, if you can only pick one of your two superstars to be available, the Pacers have not had any answers for Giannis for the last 3-4 years. And if you just want to look at this year and last year, Giannis is averaging a little bit over 37 points per game against the Pacers over the last 2 years. I think with Giannis being out there and just the force that he is, he's going to put a lot of pressure on the Pacers because he has the ability to touch paint, spread the ball to teammates, and the Bucks have the best three-point shooting bench in the league. They knock down threes at a more efficient rate than any other team in the league. So Giannis is going to have a lot of options when he kicks that ball out, and guys have to knock down those shots. So I think for the Bucks and looking at who's coming into the playoffs for them this year, that superstar that you have, Giannis, I think he's well-equipped to handle the series as the lone star. But that bench unit as well, when you think about last year, it was Danilo Gallinari and Jay Crowder and, you know, Pat Connaughton was still in the rotation and Patrick Beverley, and those were the guys you were really counting on. And this year, you have some young, athletic shooters around Giannis with Gary Trent Jr., with Kevin Porter Jr., with A.J. Green, and Bobby Portis in this series is going to be huge for the Bucks. I think. Last year in the playoffs, he got ejected in one of those games, and they were already down Giannis, but having their front court together, and Sims is back, is going to give them a lot of options to face this Pacers team.
I agree with that. Kind of sidestep for a sec, looking at like these play-in games, and you know, Magic took care of business against the Hawks. I mean, do you give them any chance against the Celtics, or is that just pretty much a foregone conclusion there?
I think the Celtics come out of that one. I will say to keep an eye on Jaylen Brown's health with the Celtics. He's been dealing with some knee issues. He recently got some injections in his knee. I know he did practice in full yesterday, so he's expected to
sweep
be ready
over the
for
Magic,
the
by the way. It's a sweep. The NBA already announced it.
It's already been written.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm hoping. Because Orlando is a physical defensive team.
Yes.
Just make it a rough series for the Celtics. Make them come out that first round series a little, man, that was a lot to get through. Even if it was 4 or 5 games, make them 4 or 5 really tough and physical games.
All right, so are you hoping I know Atlanta is going to be hosting the winner of Chicago Miami, but do we want Miami to get through that? Because again, they're the team that could give Cleveland the biggest challenge. I mean, Atlanta when they play their best is better, but mm-hmm. but they're so inconsistent. What team of those three is going to beat up Cleveland the most so that Cleveland is a little beat up moving into the second round?
See, that's the challenge, right? I think Orlando actually matches up better with Cleveland than they do Boston. I still wouldn't have picked Orlando in a series with Cleveland, but they just match up a bit better. But when you look at who's remaining, I don't really think any of those teams really make it difficult for Cleveland. Chicago is fun in the sense that they play fast. They triple out of threes. Atlanta has a good defensive team. Trae Young can go off, but The Heat this year, I just they don't got the same energy about them without Jimmy Butler. So I don't really think any of those three teams are going to pose much of a challenge for Cleveland in the opening round.
This is Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks, joining on the Mason Crosby Show. And I mean, you just mentioned Jimmy Butler, and I feel like we gotta just talk a little bit about Western Conference and what Golden State did. I mean, that's crazy. Him and Steph went off last night, 37 and 38 points, just took over that game. I mean, do you give them any kind of shot against this Rockets team, a young Rockets team, you know, with the experience that those two guys have?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. I think Houston has been a fantastic team this season, and they're probably better than some people who didn't watch Houston all year would believe them to be. The defense is absolutely smothering, but the concern with Houston is just their half-court offense. In the playoffs, things tend to slow down a bit. You tend to operate out of that half-court offense a bit more, and I just don't trust Houston that much when it comes to their half-court offense. But when you have the Warriors with a Steph Curry, with Jimmy Butler, when you have two shot creators, two guys who can make things happen that way, plus on the defensive end, they're just a really intelligent defensive squad as well. I think the Warriors actually pull off that upset in round one over the Rockets. And I think it's at least six games.
Experience over youth, huh?
In this case, yes.
I like that. I like that. So getting back to the Bucks, Pacers, how do you see this series going? I already called Bucks sweeping the Pacers, but what do you think? Is it going to be a 4 or 5 game series? Like, what's kind of your take here?
I know it's the cliche now to say Bucks in 6, but I do think it's a 6 game series. I think the Pacers are really good. They've been the third best team in the entire Eastern Conference since beginning of the year. So not just after All-Star break, but January 1st onward, they have been the third best team record-wise in the East. They're a more balanced team this year. The defense is a bit better for them than it was last year, although the offense took a couple of steps back from the historic rate we saw last year. They're a really good basketball team, and I think that they can push some buttons that have given the Bucks problems in the past with how fast they like to play, their transition. The Bucks have been poor in transition defense.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At times throughout the season, so they'll be tested, especially given the fact that the Pacers also will run and push the pace after a make. So you can't rest on your laurels, and although those numbers don't pop up as like fast break transition points, the concepts are the same of how you defend it. So the Bucks need to be really sharp, but overall I think that Giannis is just going to be too much for the Pacers to handle, and I trust in the shooters that the Bucks have around him. So I'm going Bucks in 6 with this series against the Pacers.
And then, absolutely. And then Camille, what's your gut about Dame and his health. You know, we get all the reports that he's doing great and he's feeling better, but that he's not going to be ready definitely for the beginning of this series. Do you think if they get to round two, there's a chance? Do you think there's a chance if they get to later in? You know, and I feel like we had these discussions last year. It's like every game it was like, man, if they could get to game six, Giannis could come back for game six and seven. Or if they could just do it. And then we find out after the playoffs that Giannis was never coming back in that first round, yeah, for sure. And is it like, are we teasing ourselves by even thinking that Dame could come back at all this year? Like, what? Like, should we just set that expectation that, like, he's out for the rest of the year, and if he comes back, like, take that as you know, a ray of sunshine, but just manage our expectations better than we did last year?
I think that's the way to go. That's how I'm approaching it. I'm just assuming that Damian Lillard will miss the entire Pacers series, but the reporting that has been out around Dame has been a lot more optimistic and positive than what we were hearing last year around Giannis. Like, the message from the Bucks last year was a lot of, like, you know, he's close, he's trying, we're going to see. And this year, hearing different reports from, you know, a Chris Haynes, from Shams, from different sources, in addition to the Bucks just saying, hey, he's back to doing light basketball activities. He's ticking off things on this list. They caught it early. They have optimism around his return. But the reality of it is, we won't know. we just don't know. Blood clots can be tricky, and as he keeps ticking those boxes in the right way, I could see a possibility of him coming back later on in the playoffs. But to protect myself, and I think for prepping and how we're dissecting these series, I think it's just best to go forward assuming Dame's not there. And if he does return, consider it a positive. And for this Bucks team to get out of the first round, like I said, I think they can do it with just Giannis. But come second round, if there is no Damian Lillard, I think it's a little bit trickier. So just have to kind of keep waiting and seeing what it turns out to be for Dame.
I love that. You know, so we got Camille Davis, Locked On Bucks. Twitter handle is at Camille Monet on the Mason Crosby Show. I kind of want to pose this before we let you go. Like, Bucks going to Indianapolis for this first game. What's the Potawatomi line on this one? Is it 5.5? Is it 6? Y'all got that?
Hold on, I got it.
I think it's 5.5. Do you,
and
like, how?
Pacers favored?
Yeah, Pacers are favored. So if Bucks go and lose this first game, like,
Pacers 5.5. You're right.
All right, just keep us, you know, keep our positive energy going. Like, if the Pacers, you know, they win the game, their first home game here. Like, how do you feel like this series goes? Is that you still feel good with Bucks in 6? Do you feel like the Bucks need to go and get this first win, you know, to kind of get off on the right foot? What's your thought on that?
Get at least one of the two. If it's not the first one, get game 2. We always say, you know, a series doesn't start in the NBA until the road team gets a win. So get at least one on the road in Indy, and then you put the pressure back on the Pacers at that point because you're expected to take care of business at home yourself. So if you can win one on the road, come back home and win your 2 games there, you're already looking at least a 3-1 lead in that way. So I think if you just kind of break it down of get at least one on the road, take care of business at home, and you're really in business.
All right.
I like that.
Well, Camille, really appreciate you joining us. And, yeah, we'll catch up as the series gets rolling. And, you know, just hopefully we'll be all positive news come early next week.
That's the hope. Talk to you guys soon.
All Thanks, right. Appreciate Camille.
She's the absolute best. Andy Herman's second.
Andy Herman. Tommy is, yeah, Tommy's.
Tommy's to be.
To be or not to be.
Exactly. Tommy's always. Tommy's not to be or not to be. Tommy's always.
He's always the best.
He's all the time on
Camille,
time.
Camille's so awesome. Yeah, I love every take she makes.
Oh,
like,
I
just feel like she's so knowledgeable.
I mean, she's not a mom or anything, but I just wanted to get her take on, like, going to U Sports with a little something in your mug.
The juice. I do feel like you have to be a parent. I feel like if you go to a game and you're, like, watching, like, someone else's kid
or something.
Can
Tommy be an uncle? Like, can Tommy as an uncle do it?
Just dudes drinking
I don't think
at kids'
so.
Sporting
right.
events.
I think if Tommy goes to, like, his nieces or nephews, like, you know, sporting events, and he has, like, that extra in his cup, I feel like that's frowned upon.
No, I can't. I wouldn't because I get too fired up already. If
you need to settle down, bro.
No, I understand. Yeah. I can't. So, like, but you why can would
pre-game,
I?
You know, pre-game meds, a little bit, and meds. Then, yeah, and then have a post-game, you know, drink just to kind of settle the nerves after.
You can medicate yourself. I can get you some gummies right over the border.
No, I
mean, I would never do that.
I am totally okay with how wired I am when I'm at a competition for my niece.
Which sibling is it, Tommy?
My brother's children.
All right,
child.
So what if your brother or his significant other, what if they had a little something and they offered you a swig?
No, I can't. No? I would be frowned upon. Right. I don't need to indulge because I'll just freak out even more and it'll be a bigger scene. Like, I know I am nothing. If nothing else, everyone should know I'm self-aware.
Yes.
I know that.
That's good. There's a complete self-awareness with Tommy. I can absolutely vouch for that. Speaking of Tommy, of course, today, coming up right after the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, is the leadoff show. It's from 11 to noon today because the Brewers are playing at noon. I don't even know how Montero pronounces his first name. Keeter
Montero. The lineups are out. You want to read them after the break?
Sure. Yes. Let's do that after the break. He's taking on Jose Quintana in his home debut for our Milwaukee Brewers. We'll get to those, the starting lineups. And we had some interesting texts last night and especially this morning about what some of the college football stuff. Certainly with Colorado, but also with Nico and Tennessee. And we just want to... I thought we should probably get into some of that stuff before we get back to NFL draft and all those things as well.
Let's dive in.
Let's do it. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. The Mason Crosby Show is presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL draft. We're here live and local until noon because Tommy Wirtz is in the house.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.